they pick up the guys, you know, and then hope that once they get undressed, the guy will say, by that time, he'll be so aroused, they'll say, ah, well, how would it, you know, how much to hoe you, and the guy will get his thrills, too. Most of them guys are there for the money. When you run across them, they're out there for their kicks, too, you know.
Ah.
It's just one way for them to pick up a guy on the street. And, but the girls, 9 out of 10 of the girls are the greatest people I've ever met, you know.
What about the lesbians? Do they have different arrangements? Do they have pimps?
Then again, it depends. You know, they have some that work together. Some they'll have a pimp. The only reason they'll have a pimp is for like a figurehead. They don't have sex with him, but maybe he has connections, or maybe he has a good way of branching them out, or putting them on a street, or protecting them with the law, or whatever. You know.
Right. So. Do they relate to each other sexually?
You're talking about
the women, the lesbians.
I'm sure they. You mean the two girls? Let's say there's two or three working together.
Yeah.
Oh,
do they
sure.
They keep their own relationship separate from what they do in their work.
No, I'm sure they relate.
They do.
Yeah.
Did they don't have any special language that you know of?
No. You know, about a year and a half up there when I was working Vice with Danny,
right.
I ran across very few. There were a few. And they were so mean that I never got really a chance to talk to them. They didn't like me immediately, and I didn't like them immediately.
Yeah.
The only ones that I... Yeah, were regular old, you know, princes of the pavement. The good girls, the ones that are up there who like guys, you know. Whether it be for business or for pleasure. And they're a lot of fun, and I sat down for hours and drank and talked with them, you know, and interviewed them for kicks, you know.
What do you call an effeminate male?
What do I call an effeminate male?
Yeah.
A quitter.
Anything else?
A faggot.
Yeah.
A limp wrist.
A what?
Limp wrist.
What is it? Oh, limp wrist. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I never heard that one. What else?
Yeah. A sissy, punk. The blacks call them punks a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that would be their terminology. See, he's a punk. We call a punk like a tough guy, right?
Yeah,
and
that's
they
what
would, he's a real punk.
Yeah.
We don't mean it, but a punk is a guy that... Actually, really, a punk is a man who takes it in the ass.
Yeah.
It's the way a nigger would describe that. What is a punk? Well, he ain't only a queer, he's a man who takes it in the ass, right?
Yeah.
He could be straight and take it, but he's a punk.
Yeah.
That's what they mean.
Yeah.
So, sissy. Niggers say sissy a lot, too, you know. Most of that stuff comes from the blacks, I think. That's tea?
Anything else? Yes, Postum.
Yeah?
You know, Postum
is food, vitamin C pills? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Next question.
It's an old-time cereal beverage. My mother was tickled at my coffee.
Yeah? God bless you.
What do you call a male homosexual?
You drink that.
It's okay.
A queer.
Anything else?
A sissy. A faggot.
Yeah,
yeah.
How about a masculine female?
A dyke. Dagger. That's all. The common ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Attach anything different to them.
What about a female homosexual?
A lesbian. You know.
Nothing
else.
How about a sexually overactive male?
An Italian.
You're happy.
Nothing. Things like that. If I was going to describe one, I would just say he's a cockhound, we would say a lot. You know? That'd be about it.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
No.
How about a sexually overactive female?
You know, you go with the old nymph stuff, you know,
yeah.
Heard it, but I really wouldn't throw a word at that. I would just say this girl is really oversexed or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. How about a sexually indiscreet male? I don't even know what that means, but whatever you might
say. Sexually indiscreet male. In other words, a man who doesn't like to talk of his conquests or whatever? Or
maybe does talk.
Or maybe does talk?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How about a sexually... Now, what do you think a sexually indiscreet female is?
When you're saying... Oh, discreet. I'm thinking of the reverse.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Indiscreet.
Indiscreet would be one who is very vocal about her affairs.
What
affair.
Else would she do?
What else would she do?
Yeah.
I've
what do you think of the women's liberation movement?
I think